Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in light of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
My weapon is a melody. Hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but I raise a hallelujah. Amen. Everything inside of me, hallelujah, it watches the darkness flee in the middle of the mystery. Fear has lost its hold on me. I raise a hallelujah. In the middle of my storm, come on, somebody, I raise a hallelujah. And it's louder. It's louder. Yes, it's louder. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Good evening to the Light of Portland family. I am Pastor Kimberly Black, and I bring you greetings from the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church from the City of Roses. That's right, right here from Portland, Oregon. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Ah, yes, yes, yes. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Come on, I don't know what you're doing right now, but take a moment. Put that TV on pause. Put that fork down. Put that spoon down. Stand up on your feet. Put your hands together and magnify the Lord. Come on, you can do it. Be obedient in the spirit. I don't know what the Lord is getting ready to shift in the atmosphere, but move from where you're sitting right now and say, this is a move of faith. Come on, we say activate your faith. Come on, get up off your seat. Move your feet. This is a move of faith. Clap your hands and magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Lord, I don't know what you're getting ready to do in this season, but I don't want you to do it without me. Yes, 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 yes. We give glory and honor to God today and to the men and women that serve with us to make sure that the Light of Portland can come to you every Sunday night. We want to honor our own, the Butterfields. We thank God for them, the work that God has planted their hands to do in the vineyard. They are busy people building up the kingdom of God, and we just thank God for their ministry. We thank God for our own Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather, and Pastor Sherelle Pennington, who labor with us right here at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. I know that you all in Georgia saw Pastor Sherelle in Georgia today, but let me tell you, she still got us working. Amen. She still got us working right here in Portland, Oregon. And so we thank God for you, my sister. We honor you today. And we want to bless God for the covering for the Blog Talk family, and that is Archbishop Ruth Smith. We thank God for the woman of God who prays for us, who speaks into our lives to ensure that we are continuing to be steadfast and unmovable in the work that God has assigned our hands to do. We are truly grateful. And I want to say to you and to you and to you, thank you for taking the time to worship with us on tonight. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being our special guest. I hope and pray that tonight, and I want to give honor to Elder James Wooten, amen, our speaker for tonight. I want to make honor the men and women, God, that are going to be with us. And our intercessor for tonight is Sister Janetta Bradley from the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. Elder Wooten is from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Craig Brown is the senior pastor there. So we honor the men and women of God that labor with us because this is not a one-man band, amen. It's taken all of us to get the work done so that the gospel goes out, so that men and women, boys and girls will know that Jesus is the Christ, our Lord and Savior. We're just so glad that you took out the time to call in to be with us on tonight, and we're grateful and we're thankful to God. We just want to share with you. I don't have any community announcements. But if you are doing something and you want the community to know about it, please email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com so that we can make those announcements, so that we can let others know what's happening in our city, so that we can be praying, we can be watching, amen. And for those that like to go out and venture out wearing their masks, they can go out and participate, amen. But we just want to be able to share what's happening within our community. I just want to remind you that we at Greater St. Stephen's, we are fasting and praying this month of January, and we are having prayer every day, amen. We are having prayer every day. There is noontime prayer. Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Craig just sent me an announcement. Amen. I'm going to read this. Thank you, Pastor. Join St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church and Thrive for their Zoom workshop on touch deprivation, coping with COVID-19. This will be on Saturday, January 23rd at 10 o'clock a.m. And their guest speaker is Casey Lewis. She's a licensed medical health counselor, and she is trained in cognitive behavior therapy and solution-focused therapy. She is the founder of Move in Faith Counseling. Oh, I like that. Amen. Which provides individual family and group therapy along with workshops to the Thurston County community and its surrounding areas. Her faith-based approach is a critical component to holistically supporting individuals to learn about their mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Amen. So for this information, Paul Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Craig L. Brown is the senior pastor. I'm going to give you the phone number, and if you you can call Paul to get the Zoom information. You can also text me or email me, but the phone number to St. Paul is 503-289-0147. Again, that's a Zoom workshop on Saturday, January 23rd at 10 a.m., touch deprivation, coping with COVID-19. And so we all know how it is important that we share this information, because the Bible says that we are to be whole mind, body, and soul. Our God is not just concerned about our soul, but he wants our mental well-being right and tight. He wants our physical well-being tight and right, and our spiritual and our emotional well-being needs to be tight and right. And thank God for people like Sister Lewis here, that's a trained, licensed, trained medical health professional that can help us with the emotional and the mental stress that COVID-19 has brought on us. If you don't know, COVID hasn't bothered you, but you know somebody that has, please share this information that they can gain knowledge, wisdom. Amen. That's what it's all about, is helping each other that we may grow and stay healthy. And thank you, Pastor Brown, for sharing that with me. There is prayer every day, Monday through Thursday at 12 noon. The Upper Room Prayer Line is hosted by Elder Kathy Miniweather. You can call in anytime between 12 and 1 and join the line. You can pray, read a scripture, sing a song, or just listen. Amen. But it's always good to hear the saints of God call on the name of Jesus. That number is 978-990-5278. Again, the number is 978-990-5278. And the code is 380-2733-pound. Again, the code is 380-2733-pound. And then at 7 o'clock p.m. Every night until the 31st of this month, Greater every day, Monday through Sunday through Sunday, amen, every day, at 7 o'clock p.m. That prayer line is 774-220-4000. Again, that number is 774-220-4000. And the code is 55558-pound. If you need that information, again, please text me or email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com. Well, my brothers and sisters, it is prayer time. I don't know about you, but we are living in a time that nobody can help us but Jesus. Amen. We are living in a time that nobody can come see about us but Jesus. Mama can't fix it. Daddy can't fix it. Cousin can't fix it. Your boo thing can't fix it. You need to call on Jesus. This is a situation that only he can control and bring a change in. Amen. So it's time for the body of Christ to get on the grind, get stand with our face turned toward the wall, get on our knees, lay prostrate before the Lord, and call on his name. He says in his word, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. Saints of God, if you wasn't watching the news last week, then I'm sorry, but I'm saying it because I watched the news. Our land is in need of a healing. Amen. We are praying. We are praying. January 20th is coming real soon. That is the inauguration of President-elect Joseph Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, and we definitely want to be praying for them, praying for the United States of America, praying for our city, our state, and we want to keep all of the people that are responsible for the security and the programming of the event covered by the blood of Jesus. Tonight, taking us to the throne of grace, she is an intercessor at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. She is our ministry leader for the intercessory prayer team. She's a powerful praying woman of God. She believes in the word of God, and she prays the word of God. So I need you not to just sit on the couch and flip through the remote. I need you to get in and intercede and pray with and repeat after her. I teach people, if you want to learn how to pray, repeat what other people say as they're praying. especially those that are praying the word of God. Now, you got to be careful now. Don't let everybody pray over you, amen? But when they're praying the word of God, you want to pray in agreement, and you want to say what they say so that that gets in your spirit. Anything that gets planted in your heart, it comes out of your mouth. That's the word. All right, I'm done. Sister Janetta, I'm yielding this call over to you. And after our prayer, we will be ready to hear from Elder James Wooten.
Father God, most holy and gracious Father, creator of heaven and earth and all that's within. Father God, we come before the throne of grace this hour, calling upon your great name, Father God. Father God, you're a merciful God, a loving God. Oh, Father God, a God that loves his people. We come this hour, Father God, to thank you, Father God. Thank you for today's journey that has brought us thus far. We come thanking for loving us so much, Father God. Father God, we come thanking you for your holy word, which we can hide within our heart, that we won't continue to sin against you, Father God. Father God, we come thanking you for your holy word, which is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that's covering us, that's keeping us safe from this coronavirus, keeping us safe, Father God, for all dangers seen and unseen. Father God, we come thanking you for Jesus interceding on our behalf. Oh, Father God, what a great God you are, a God that loves his people. And we say thank you, Father God. Father God, we are in the middle of a storm, Father God. The seas are raging, Father God. Father God, a sea of pandemic, Father God. A sea of racism, Father God. A sea of homelessness, Father God. A sea of unemployment, Father God. And so much more going on, Father God. But Father God, we believe and trust in you, Father God, because we know you as the captain of our ship and the captain of our soul. In the middle of the storm, Father God, we don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious for anything, Father God, because Father, you are our captain, and our trust and hope is in you, Father God. And Father God, we say thank you right now, Father God. We're thanking you for everything, Father God. Oh, what a mighty, mighty God you are. Father God, I pray that we, your children, have a desire to love each other, Father God, just as you love us. That we love our neighbors as ourselves, Father God. That we live according to your will and according to your purpose for us, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we can go forth in your name, Father. We can speak boldly in your name, Father. We won't be ashamed, Father God, because, Father, we know you did not give the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And we say thank you, Father God. Father God, we come praying for what's going on in Washington, Father God. Father God, oh, Father God, we just pray for the people right now, Father God. Father God, we lift up all the leaders to you, Father God. Father God, that you touch their hearts right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father, that they would do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our Lord and our Savior, Father God. Oh, Father, that they become men and women with integrity, Father God, willing to speak up for what is right, Father God, willing to do what is right for your people, Father God. And Father God, we continue to lift up President-elect Joe Biden to you, Vice President-elect Kamala, in the name of Jesus. Just cover them in your precious blood. Give them the strength that they need, Father God, the wisdom, the knowledge to rule over your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we continue to lift up President Trump to you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know the enemy is busy going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And he really showed his otherness, Father God. Father God, we continue to call upon your great name because, Father, we know there's healing in your name, there's saving in the name of Jesus, and there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we love you with an everlasting love. We give you all the honor and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From the rising of the sun till the going down of the same, we worship you.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. God bless each and every one. I come to you from Portland, Oregon. This is Elder James Wooden of St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church under the leadership of Pastor Craig and First Lady Angela Brown. And we just give thanks to God to be able to have this opportunity to share a word with you tonight. I pray that this word would be a blessing unto you. I pray that it would convict those that need convicting. I pray that it would encourage those that need some encouragement. I pray that it would uplift those that need to be uplifted. But I pray that you would glean something from this word this evening that will inspire you to continue this journey down here as we press toward the mark that is the high calling of Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. We're becoming tonight from 2 Samuel chapter 11 and chapter 12. And if I have a title this evening, it is simply called A Steady Routine. A Steady Routine. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before you tonight. And we just thank you, Father, for this opportunity to share your word, Father, with one another, to break bread in fellowship, Father, and to encourage and uplift one another in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just pray that you would just help me to get out of the way and step aside, Father, that you would have your word with your servant this evening, Father. I give thanks, Father, for my pastor, for our church body, Father, for the awesome work they've been doing in the tumultuous year that we've just wrapped up, Father, come to being able to get back in fellowship with the saints, Father. But I thank you, Father, that they haven't missed a step, that they've stayed on this pillar, Father, doing your word, Father. The routine has been consistent. So, Father, I just pray, Father, that you would just use your servant this evening, Father, that I would be able to share in that same routine, Father, and encouraging somebody in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. A steady routine. When you think about the word routine, the thing that comes to mind for me when I think about the word routine is repetitiveness. It's doing something that you're used to doing over and over again to a point that you don't have to think about it. It is just automatic in nature. It is something that you've done before that you don't really have to serve a refresher course or have to have the manual by you to remember how to do it, because you've done it so often and so regularly that it's second nature. It's like moving your hand. It's like walking. It's like talking. When you have a steady routine, that means that you've done this before, and so you become an expert at what it is that you're doing. And this evening, we're looking at a story that I think, given the nature of what's going on, not only around the world, but in our country, and especially throughout all of the divisiveness and all of the rhetoric and everything that has just been happening in this country, the one thing that I think we need is a steady routine, because 2020 offered us anything but a steady routine. It threw a whole lot of variables into an equation that we were so used to going a certain way that we didn't know what to do when those variables were injected into our equations. And so we tend to get sidetracked because we wasn't yet prepared. And in this scripture here, I think today, it fittingly serves as a reminder to us why we need to have a steady routine. In chapter 11, this is a chapter about King David. Yes, the same David that slew Goliath is now grown up and he's a king. And they were in a time of war, in a time of turmoil, time where they were conquering neighboring lands, and they were in a fight right now with the Amorites. And so the thing I want to point out to you this evening is what was going on with King David, because there are three things that we need to look at this evening with David. And the first portion of this chapter deals with that. The first part, verses 1 through 4, talks about David and Bathsheba. The second part, verses 5 through 27 of chapter 11, focuses on David and Uriah. And then the third part, the 12th chapter, chapter 12, talks about David and Nathan. And so this first part about David and Bathsheba that we see in this specific scripture, and I want to read a little bit right here, starting with verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David tarried still at Jerusalem." Now catch that last part. "But David tarried still at Jerusalem." Verse 2, "And it came to pass in an evening tide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And verse 3, and David sent and inquired about the woman, and one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? Now I want you to look at those. Let me give you this fourth verse. And David sent messengers and took her, and she came unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanliness, and she returned unto her house. So we see all in verse 4 in a nutshell what just transpired. But what I want to show you in this first part of this is when you break away from your regular routine, a steady routine, then other variables begin to come into play, because things around that routine, when it's not taking place and transpiring, can now become distractions or variables or things that come into play to distract you from your routine. David was a man after God's own heart. David was a king that followed the word of God, and he did what God wanted him to do. He was a natural born leader. He had a routine down where he led the people of Israel out of bondage and out of captivity, and he led them to a point of prosperity. But then David stepped out of his routine when they were going to war. Now, I don't know if it was because David was growing complacent. I don't know if it was that David was getting bored with going to war and just used to having prosperity where he was defeating every army that he came up against. I'm not quite sure if that was exactly the case and the problem with David. But what I can tell you is David broke away from his steady routine. You see, as a king, a king's job is to lead his people. A king's job is to be out front to make sure that the people can see that the king is right there, that he is in the midst of the battle, he is in the midst of the strategizing, he is in the midst of the process that he is requiring the people to participate in. It also goes to serve that the army that's following the king can see the king leaving, and it gives them a great encouragement. It helps to uplift them and makes them go forward because they can see the leadership in the king. But for some reason, during this time, David decided to retract and take a back seat. He decided to stay in bed, as it said David was. So first, David stayed in Jerusalem. That was strike one. Then David stayed in bed. That was strike two. David sees Bathsheba, strike three, bathing herself as he was walking on his roof. Saints, let me tell you something. Sin will take you further than you want to go, cost you more than you want to pay, and keep you longer than you want to stay. When you break from your routine with God, you are setting yourself up for failure. When you break yourself away from your routine with God, you are setting yourself up for failure. Some of you know what I'm talking about this evening, because some of you had a prayer life, but that prayer life have fallen by the wayside because of all of the turmoil that maybe perhaps you were facing this year. And one of the first things is, because of COVID, it might have taken you out of your regular routine of getting up every Sunday, getting yourself ready, and going to church, going to the house of the Lord, and getting the word. But all of a sudden, when church was shut down, you shut down. Even though churches is a lot of churches are broadcasting across social media and other platforms, for some reason, that missed you, and so because it wasn't your routine, you shut down. Maybe it wasn't church service. Maybe it was Bible study. Maybe it was a regular call that you were having with other saints in fellowship. But whatever that routine was upended because of unforeseen circumstances that you might have encountered or experienced through this past year. Maybe it was financial, maybe it was family, maybe it was bad news, maybe your body was stricken with a disease or an illness or whatever it is. See, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. And so if we don't stay on our guard as the Word of God instructs us to, then we can easily fall out of routine, and we are more susceptible and vulnerable to the wears and tears of this world. And so here is a man after God's own heart was no different. And so David sees Bathsheba in the first four verses of this scripture, and it sets the tone for everything that needs to transpire that comes next. First, the root of David's sin was not low self-esteem, but it was his arrogance. David had everything. David had accomplishments. David was a proud man. David had support. David was praised. David was looked upon. He was a great leader. God had blessed David tremendously. Don't you know that sometimes when we forget where our blessings come from, we begin to think, as the enemy speaking to our mind, as we get out of our regular routine from reading our word, from praying consistently to God, where we can stay humble, from being in church. See, sometimes just not being in church last year can cause one to turn around and not only lose perspective, but lose that spiritual depth that you've gotten because of the fact that you're no longer getting poured into, so you're relying on that you already know, and instead of who you know in the Lord Jesus Christ and your relationship with him, but you're relying upon the information and the scriptures and the knowledge that you've learned before, and you're falling back upon that, thinking that that's good enough when situations and circumstances seem to arise in your life. And so, therefore, you're looking at those circumstances, and you're thinking that, well, I got this handle. I got this handle. See, the first thing the enemy do is deceive you into thinking that you're still righteous. But if you are not in tune with God, then you are out of sync, and your righteousness is not the righteousness that God requires you to require. You must stay prayerful without ceasing. That means all the time. Walking, talking, conversating, meditating. Even when you're in your house relaxing, when you sleep, God is constantly talking to us. We need to be constantly listening. When we don't listen to God and hear his voice, we allow ourselves to be vulnerable to listen to the enemy and the ways of the world. Then we need to be in the Word so that we are reminded whose we are. We are reminded of the principles of God's word and how they are applicable to us. We are reminded of our own vulnerabilities and why we need Christ. It is not predicated on everything that we pour into ourselves from the word of God. It is a consistent thing. It is a daily application. To live is Christ, to die is gain. We must die to self every single day so that Christ can be alive in us. Sometimes the only Christ people get is what they see in us. And when we are off our game, we not only are being misled, but we also can be misleading other folks that are looking to us, especially if you're in a position of leadership. And we've seen examples of that going on here in this country. When you have the ability to be a leader and you don't lead, you can cause a whole lot of people to fall and go astray. Here was David and Bathsheba, and he slept with this woman knowing that he was wrong. He was even told whose wife that was. So the moment that he heard that this woman was married, he should have put a kibosh on that thought process right then and there. But because of his lust, because he was caught in a place that he had no business, when he should have been on the front lines and up there with his men preparing for battle, here was David at home in bed. And so the root of his sin is not low self-esteem, it's his arrogance. Secondly, the nature of David's sin is the abuse of power. You see, power corrupts absolutely. David has come to power. Do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, says the word of God. But be renewed in your mind and your thinking by the word of God. By through the Lord, not through what you know and the people that you know that you associate with, but constantly pouring yourself into the word and humbling yourself before God so that he can exalt you. David was made great. He wasn't great on his own because of what he did. Everything that David did and David knew came from the Lord. Third, prosperity is as dangerous and sometimes more dangerous than poverty and adversity. When you're not used to having a whole bunch of stuff and you come into a whole bunch of money, you see this commonly with athletes that come into a bunch of money that came out of poverty, and all of a sudden people are surprised that once they get out of the league, a few years later they're broke or they're dealing with adversity even while they're in the league. See, money makes you think differently. Power makes you think differently. Arrogance makes you think differently. Self-esteem, without leadership, when we get arrogant thinking that we know everything, then we go and see in verses 5 through 27, David, after he gets Bathsheba, sleeps with Bathsheba, finds out she's pregnant with child. So he panics. He then sends for her husband. He encourages her husband to go home and sleep with his wife. But you see, her husband is doing his job. He has a steady routine. He didn't feel right sleeping with his wife while his men's on the front lines fighting the battle. And so through those next 22 verses, David then, as he having conversation with Uriah, then discovers that Uriah wouldn't do as he planned. So he had to move to the front of the line. Uriah was killed. David thought he had got away with it. Beloved, let me tell you something. God sees and hears and knows everything it is that we do. He knows where we are. He knows where we struggle and where we go to. And instead of panicking and listening to the voice that's whispering in your ear telling you, you got this, you can do this, you need to fall on your knees, humble yourself before God, lay yourself before God, and say, Lord, here I am. Here's my problem. God already knows, but he's waiting on you to come to him. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that he is Lord, and you shall be saved. He said to ask, seek and knock. Ask, it shall be given. Seek and you will find him. Knock and the door shall be open to you. We get complacent in thinking that we know everything, that we know of, that we forget sometimes, or we get to a point where we think that we don't need to go and ask God. Give yourself to God. Give your problems to God. Ask God whatever you want in his name. When you have a pure heart, God hears you. And chapter 12, David thought he had got away with it. But then Nathan came, the prophet, and told him a story. David answered the prophet. He revealed that that story was about David and what he had done. Then David fell and repented. Sometimes you might not have an opportunity for somebody later to come and tell you to repent. But God will always convict you in your spirit, in your heart, when you do wrong. But if you keep saying no, 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 and God is saying yes, 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 you say no, 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 God says yes, 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 finally, he'll be like Burger King and say, have it your way. You do not want God to give up on you. You do not want God to walk out on you. We need to have a steady routine. That routine needs to be unabated regardless of what is going on in society, regardless what is going on around us. We need to be in constant prayer and communication with God. We need to try to get as much God as we can, especially during this time of turmoil in this world. It is just signs that his coming is close. What is your routine today? Is God involved in your routine? If you're reflecting right now and you're listening to this broadcast, I want you to look at yourself and your life. And if you've fallen off, see, here's the best part about the God that we serve. He believes in second chances, in do-overs, in restarts, in new beginnings. If you confess with your mouth, Lord, here I am, forgive me, for I have sinned and I'm a wretch undone, but I invite Jesus today to come into my heart, and through his blood that I might be washed clean. If you make that your prayer this evening, then he says, you shall be saved. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you right now thanking you, Father, for this word that you've given this evening. Father, I pray that this word would just have helped somebody to reflect upon their life and their daily routine and their regular routine. And if they've gotten away from that routine in you, Father, and understanding if they're on a routine that doesn't include you, Father, that they would change their routine and change their pattern, Father, so that it is about you, so that you can keep us on the straight and narrow, Father. Because if a man after your own heart can fall, surely we can fall. But, Father, thanks be to God that you said that he was a man after your own heart, because you were able to restore him and you were able to make him a great man. Just like you're able to restore us, you're able to restore this nation and restore your people. I pray right now, Father, that you would just touch somebody in the mighty name of Jesus that needs some restoration. Somebody needs some healing. Somebody, Father, needs to be forgiven, Father. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice, that you would issue that this moment, that they would cry out to you saying, I need you. We thank you once again, Father, for this opportunity. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Go and give God an amen and a hallelujah. Thank God for
amen.
Each of you listening tonight.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you.
Amen. Elder Wooten, amen and hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much for that word on tonight. I don't know about you all tonight, but I got excited. Mother and I were sitting here, and when he started talking about sin to take you places you don't want to go and make you stay longer than you don't want to, come on, somebody. Y'all, don't get stuck. Don't get stuck. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Thank you, Elder Wooten. We must have a steady routine. As we go through 2021, saints of God, it is important that we get our minds fixed and get our eyes focused on the prize. Don't lose focus. Don't turn back. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Stay focused on what the prize is. And I guarantee you that that reward that's coming your way is going to be greater. Amen. God is good. God will give us what we need to help us have a steady routine. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, Elder Wooten. We pray that God will continue to richly bless you and continue to take you deep down into the hidden treasures of his word, that you may continue to equip us and empower us, encourage us, and to motivate us to have a steady routine. My brothers and sisters, for tonight, it's time to go. But you know, I'm so glad that you came to share with us this night for the Light of Portland broadcast. I am Pastor Kimberly Black. I've been your host. It has been my honor, a privilege, and my pleasure to worship with you on tonight. I want you to know something. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Until next Sunday, be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. And may the Lord bless you and keep you.
You're I worship you.